Chapter 31. "Well, Stephen," apostrophe said Bounderby, in his windy manner, "what's this I hear? What have these pests of the earth been doing to you? Come in, and speak up." Apostrophe, it was into the drawing room that he was thus bidden. A tea table was set out, and Mr. Bounderby's young wife, and her brother, and a great gentleman from London, were present, to whom Stephen made his obeisance, closing the door and standing near it, with his hat in his hand. "This is the man I was telling you about, Harthouse," apostrophe said Mr. Bounderby. The gentleman he addressed, who was talking to Mrs. Bounderby on the sofa, got up, saying in an indolent way, "Oh really?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, and dawdled to the hearthrug where Mr. Bounderby stood. "Now," apostrophe said Bounderby, "speak up." Apostrophe, after the 4 days he had passed, this address fell rudely and discordantly on Stephen's ear. Besides being a rough handling of his wounded mind, it seemed to assume that he really was the self-interested deserter he had been called. "What were it, sir?" apostrophe said Stephen, "as you were pleased to want, why me?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, "why, I have told you," apostrophe returned Bounderby. "Speak up like a man, since you are a man, and tell us about yourself and this combination." Apostrophe, "why your pardon, sir," apostrophe said Stephen Blackpool, "I ha no to send about it." Apostrophe, Mr. Bounderby, who was always more or less like a wind, finding something in his way here, began to blow at it directly. "Now, look here, Harthouse," apostrophe said he, "here's a specimen of 'em. When this man was here once before, I warned this man against the mischievous strangers who are always about, and who ought to be hanged wherever they are found, and I told this man that he was going in the wrong direction. Now, would you believe it, that although they have put this mark upon him, he is such a slave to them still, that he's afraid to open his lips about them?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, "I said as I had no to send, sir, not as I was fearful o' opening my lips." Apostrophe, "you said. Ah, I know what you said. More than that, I know what you mean, you see. Not always the same thing, by the Lord Harry. Quite different things. You had better tell us at once that that fellow Slackbridge is not in the town, stirring up the people to mutiny, and that he is not a regular qualified leader of the people. That is, a most confounded scoundrel. You had better tell us so at once. You can't deceive me. You want to tell us so. Why don't you?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, "I'm as sorry as yo, sir, when the people's leaders is bad," apostrophe said Stephen, shaking his head. "They tax such as offers. Haply 'tis not as mad o' their misfortunes, when they can get no better." Apostrophe, the wind began to get boisterous. "Now, you'll think this pretty well, Harthouse," apostrophe said Mr. Bounderby. "You'll think this tolerably strong. You will say, upon my soul, this is a tidy specimen of what my friends have to deal with. But this is nothing, sir. You shall hear me ask this man a question. Pray, Mr. Blackpool," wind springing up very fast, "may I take the liberty of asking you how it happens that you refused to be in this combination?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, "how it happens?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, "ah." Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Mr. Bounderby, with his thumbs in the arms of his coat, and jerking his head and shutting his eyes in confidence with the opposite wall. "How it happens? Apostrophe, I'd liefer not come to tea, sir, but sin you put th question, and not one t be ill manner I'll answer. I ha passed a promise." Apostrophe, "not to me, you know," apostrophe said Bounderby. Gusty weather with deceitful calms. One now prevailing. "Oh no, sir. Not to yo. Apostrophe, as for me, any consideration for me has had just nothing at all to do with it," apostrophe said Bounderby, still in confidence with the wall. "If only Josiah Bounderby of Coketown had been in question, you would have joined and made no bones about it?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, "why yes, sir. 'Tis true. Apostrophe, though he knows, apostrophe, said Mr. Bounderby, now blowing a gale, that there are a set of rascals and rebels whom transportation is too good for. Now, Mr. Harthouse, you have been knocking about in the world some time. Did you ever meet with anything like that man out of this blessed country? Apostrophe, apostrophe, and Mr. Bounderby pointed him out for inspection, with an angry finger. Nay, ma'am, apostrophe, said Stephen Blackpool, staunchly protesting against the words that had been used, and instinctively addressing himself to Louia, after glancing at her face. Not rebels, nor yet rascals. Not O.T.H. kind, ma'am, not O.T.H. kind. They've not done me a kindness, ma'am, as I know and feel. But there's not a dozen men among them, ma'am, a dozen? Not six but what believes as he has done his duty by the rest and by himson. God forbid as I, that ha known, and had experience o' these men all my life I, that ha eaten and drunken wi' em, and seaten wi' em, and toiled wi' em, and loved em, should fail fur to stand by em why the truth, let em ha done to me what they may. Apostrophe, apostrophe, he spoke with the rugged earnestness of his place, and character deepened perhaps by a proud consciousness, that he was faithful to his class under all their mistrust. But he fully remembered where he was, and did not even raise his voice. No, ma'am, no. They're true to one another, faithful to one another, affectionate to one another, and to death. Be poor among them, be sick among them, grieve among them for any O.T.H. money causes that carries grief to the poor man's door, and they'll be tender y-o, gentle y-o, comfortable y-o, christen y-o. Be sure o' that, ma'am. They'd be riven to bits, ere ever they'd be different. Apostrophe, in short, apostrophe, said Mr. Bounderby, it's because they are so full of virtues, that they have turned you adrift. Go through with it, while you are about it. Out with it. Apostrophe, how 'tis, ma'am, apostrophe, resumed Stephen, appearing still to find his natural refuge in Louia's face, that what is best in us folk, seems to turn us most to trouble, and misfortune and mistake, I dunno. But 'tis so. I know 'tis, as I know the heavens is over me a hint the smoke. We're patient too, and wants in general to do right. And I canna think the fault is all why us. Apostrophe, now, my friend, apostrophe, said Mr. Bounderby, whom he could not have exasperated more, quite unconscious of it though he was, than by seeming to appeal to anyone else, if you will favor me with your attention for half a minute, I should like to have a word or two with you. You said just now, that you had nothing to tell us about this business. You are quite sure of that, before we go any further. Apostrophe, sir, I am sure on T apostrophe, here's a gentleman from London present, apostrophe, Mr. Bounderby made a backhanded point at Mr. James Harthouse with his thumb, a Parliament gentleman. I should like him to hear a short bit of dialogue between you and me, instead of taking the substance of it, for I know precious well, beforehand, what it will be. Nobody knows better than I do, take notice. Instead of receiving it on trust from my mouth. Apostrophe, Stephen bent his head to the gentleman from London, and showed a rather more troubled mind than usual. He turned his eyes involuntarily to his former refuge, but at a look from that quarter expressive, though instantaneous, he settled them on Mr. Bounderby's face. Now, what do you complain of? Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked Mr. Bounderby. I ha not come here, sir, apostrophe, Stephen reminded him, to complain. I come for, that I were sent for. Apostrophe, what, apostrophe, repeated Mr. Bounderby, folding his arms, do you people, in a general way, complain of? Apostrophe, apostrophe, Stephen looked at him with some little irresolution for a moment, and then seemed to make up his mind. Sir, I were never good at showing O.T., though I ha had my share, in feeling O.T. deed we are in a muddle, sir. Look round town so rich as 'tis, and see the numbers o' people as has been brought into bane here, fur to weave, and to card, and to piece out a livin', all the same one way, somehows, twixt their cradles and their graves. Look how we live, and where we live, and in what numbers, and by what chances, and why what sameness. And look how the mills is all the same going, and how they never works us no nigher to any decent object except in all us, death. Look how you considers of us, and writes of us, and talks of us, and goes up why your deputations to secretaries o state about us, and how you are all us right, and how we are all us wrong, and never had no reason in us sin ever we were born. Look how this are growing and growing, sir, bigger and bigger, broader and broader, harder and harder, fro year to year, fro generation unto generation. Who can look on t, sir, unfairly tell a man tis not a muddle? Apostrophe, apostrophe, of course, apostrophe, said Mr. Bounderby. Now perhaps you'll let the gentleman know how you would set this muddle, as you're so fond of calling it, to rights. Apostrophe, I dunno, sir. I canna be expectin' to t, tis not me as should be looking to for that, sir. Tis them as is put o'er me, and o'er all the rest of us. What do they tack upon them son, sir, if not to dot? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I'll tell you something towards it. At any rate, apostrophe, returned Mr. Bounderby. We will make an example of half a dozen slack bridges. We'll indict the blackguards for felony, and get them shipped off to penal settlements. Apostrophe, Stephen gravely shook his head. Don't tell me we won't, man, apostrophe, said Mr. Bounderby, by this time blowing a hurricane, because we will, I tell you. Apostrophe, apostrophe, sir, apostrophe, returned Stephen, with the quiet confidence of absolute certainty, if yo was to tack 100 slack bridges all as there is, and all the number 10 times towed, and was to sew 'em up in separate sacks, and sink 'em in the deepest ocean as were made ere ever dry land coom to be, yo'd leave the muddle just where 'tis. Mischievous strangers. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Stephen, with an anxious smile, when are we not here, I am sure, sin ever we can call to mind, O.T.H. mischievous strangers. Tis not by them the trouble's made, sir. Tis not why them tea commences. I have no favor for em, I have no reason to favor em, but tis hopeless and useless to dream o'tacking them fro their trade, stead o'tacking their trade fro them. All that's now about me in this room were here afore I coom, and will be here when I am gone. Put that clock aboard a ship, and pack it off to Norfolk Island, and the time will go on just the same. So 'tis why Slackbridge every bit. Apostrophe, reverting for a moment to his former refuge, he observed a cautionary movement of her eyes towards the door. Stepping back, he put his hand upon the lock. But he had not spoken out of his own will and desire, and he felt it in his heart a noble return for his late injurious treatment, to be faithful to the last to those who had repudiated him. He stayed to finish what was in his mind. Sir, I canna, why my little learning, and my common way, tell the gentleman what will better all this, though some working men o' this town could, above my powers, but I can tell him what I know, will never do t. The strong hand will never do t victory and triumph will never do t agreeing fur, to mak one side unnaturally allus and forever right, and to their side unnaturally allus, and forever wrong, will never, never do t, nor yet letting alone will never do t let thousands upon thousands alone, all leading the like lives and all fallen into the like muddle, and they will be as one, and yo will be as another, why a black unpassable world betwixt yo, just as long, or short a time as such like misery can last. Not drawing nigh to folk, why kindness and patience and cheery ways, that so draws nigh to one another in their many troubles, and so cherishes one another in their distresses why, what they need themselves like, I humbly believe, as no people the gentleman has seen in all his travels can beat, will never do tea till th sun turns tea ice. Most o' all, rating them as so much power, and reglatting them, as if they was figures in a sum, or machines. Without loves and likens, without memories and inclinations, without souls too weary, and souls too hope when all goes quiet, dragon on wyom, as if they know oth kind, and when all goes unquiet, reproaching them for their want o such humanly feelings in their dealings why yo this will never do t, sir, till God's work is unmade. Apostrophe, Stephen stood with the open door in his hand, waiting to know if anything more were expected of him. Just stop a moment, apostrophe said Mr. Bounderby, excessively red in the face. I told you, the last time you were here with a grievance, that you had better turn about and come out of that. And I also told you, if you remember, that I was up to the Gold Spoon lookout. Apostrophe, I were not up to T. Myson, sir, I do assure you. Apostrophe, now it's clear to me, apostrophe said Mr. Bounderby, that you are one of those chaps who have always got a grievance. And you go about, sowing it and raising crops. That's the business of your life, my friend. Apostrophe, Stephen shook his head, mutely protesting that indeed he had other business to do for his life. You are such a waspish, raspish, ill-conditioned chap, you see, apostrophe said Mr. Bounderby, that even your own union, the men who know you best, will have nothing to do with you. I never thought those fellows could be right in anything, but I tell you what, I so far go along with them for a novelty, that I'll have nothing to do with you either. Apostrophe, Stephen raised his eyes quickly to his face. You can finish off what you're at, apostrophe said Mr. Bounderby, with a meaning nod, and then go elsewhere. Apostrophe, sir, yo no wheel, apostrophe said Stephen expressively, that if I canna get work why yo, I canna get it elsewhere. Apostrophe, the reply was, what I know, and what you know. I have no more to say about it. Apostrophe, Stephen glanced at Louia again, but her eyes were raised to his no more, therefore, with a sigh, and saying, barely above his breath, heaven help us all in this world. Apostrophe, apostrophe, he departed. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.